At a time when many of the city's libraries are cutting back hours, there's some good news for residents on Manhattan's Upper West Side. Kate Hines has the story.
If you've been pondering the question, just what does it take to make a New Yorker happy? Your search is over.
Oh my God, the library's open. A lady on the radio said the library's open.
That's library clerk Margaret Fields, reenacting a comment she heard while standing on the steps of the newly reopened St. Agnes branch of the New York Public Library. It's been closed for almost 2.5 years, and Upper West Siders coming by are ready to have their library back.
Well, that's very exciting.
New York Public Library employees Ann Carston and Carol Soriano would agree with that assessment. They're standing in St. Agnes's foyer as part of the welcoming committee. And when a man wanders in the door, they want feedback, and they want it now.
What do you think?
I haven't thought anything yet. I'm just happy to be here. I haven't even looked inside yet.
Good. And you're happy already. That's a good sign.
Oh, yeah. Come on. I've been waiting a while.
So is Paul LeClaire, the president and chief executive officer of the New York Public Library. He's here to walk me through the overhauled space. Like many home renovation projects, it began smaller, and then the to-do list kept growing.
This project actually began as something much more modest, as basically bringing the library facility into compliance with the American Disabilities Act. So that meant an elevator and a ramp. And then it grew from there. It turned out that that wasn't going to be enough.
It needed a whole lot more, about $9.75 million worth of work, with the bulk of the funds coming from the city council.
I would see this, as we say in New York, as a gut rehab.
The library's roots extend 10 blocks north to 91st Street, where in 1893 it was established as a lending library in the St. Agnes Chapel. By 1906, it was in its current location on Amsterdam Avenue and 81st Street, built as part of Andrew Carnegie's $5.2 million gift to establish a branch library system in New York. And now, even though there's a modern heating and air conditioning system, as well as wireless internet access and dozens of computers, the library's history is still very much a part of St. Agnes, which local resident Maren Waxenberg appreciates.
The fact that they preserved elements of the original building, like the original entrance, they didn't just scrap all that terrific granite that was there, they saved it. And the wrought iron staircase going up, brilliant, fixing it up without totally tearing all the charm out.
Speaking of the central staircase, the library took care to preserve the wrought iron hooks that stick up on the banister. Paul LeClaire says they're one of the hallmarks of a Carnegie library, and they have a timeless purpose.
100 years later, it's still thwarting children from sliding. That's right.
But children were very much in mind during the redesign process.
Historically, we've put children on the second floor. In this instance, the person who was then the director of the libraries said, no, let's make this feel like their library and put it on the first floor so that they're centered here. And since we have so many children at our branches after school, we want this to be a destination point for kids.
As well as still relevant, people may bemoan the death of reading. But when you're looking for work or need a place to check your email or you can't afford to drop $25 on a hardcover book, the public library becomes pretty important. Paul LeClaire says this is reflected in the numbers.
In the last calendar year, in the three library systems of the city, there were 40 million visits to libraries. I don't think that there's any other city in the world that has people using its libraries as much as New Yorkers do.
Because while people now use libraries for everything from checking email to looking for work, sometimes you just have a question you need an answer for.
What I have to find out before the grand opening is actually who St. Agnes was and what her claim to sainthood was. She probably suffered some sort of horrible martyrdom, actually.
He can look it up at his local library. For WNYC, I'm Kate Hines.